Current state here on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore, and on that energetic note, a reminder that runners from around Michigan, the Midwest, as well as from Europe and South America, all gather Sunday for the second annual Lansing Marathon. At last year's inaugural event, about 1,700 runners participated in either the marathon itself, the half marathon, or any of three other events. The race contributes some of its proceeds to various charitable and service organizations, and here to talk about how the second year's event is shaping up, about economic impact, about security, and other aspects of the event, race director Owen Anderson. Nice to see you.
Thank you very much, Mark. Great to be with you this morning.
Out of the chute, we should talk about how flooding apparently has altered the course. We got into this with Lansing Police Chief Teresa Szymanski not too long ago. What's happening from your perspective here?
Well, you know, when we planned the course a couple of months ago, we wanted to make it a very beautiful course for running. And we looked at the river trail and thought that it would be perfect for the marathon and half marathon courses. So we ended up with about 7 miles of river trail running or walking within the event. And that was, of course, during our drought. We didn't expect monsoon-like conditions to occur during the past week or so. That's changed everything. And a lot of the river trail is flooded right now, of course.
So how much of the course is different? A mile and a half, a half mile, what?
Well, we did have about 7 miles of river trail, as I mentioned, and about five of those are gone now because of the flooding.
Five.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we've added 5 miles of street running instead. The good news is that the street running is very, very good. It's very pleasant. It's through good neighborhoods and on very pleasant streets to run on.
Is it a different course from last year, or is it the same as last year? It's different.
Yeah. It is different. Okay. It has some similar elements. I mean, we have a different start. Last year we started on Grand. This year we started on Michigan Avenue, right in front of the Lansing Center, so close to that. And we go down Michigan just as we did last year. But you'll recall that last year we headed way south. We went down into the MSU Farm area. We went over into Meridian Township, even down into Ingham County, we could say. So we had kind of a Siberian section to the course, which was very cold and windy last year.
Yes, it was.
So we tightened things up, and actually this is an all-Lansing course this year. Everything's within the boundaries of Lansing. Hmm. But we're very excited about it. Even with the modifications we've had to make because of the flooding, we still have a very varied course. Urban elements, nice residential neighborhoods, still retained a couple of miles of river trail that won't be flooded on Sunday.
You had to make some really serious logistical changes here. It sounds like do you have a number of 26-mile courses or templates, to put it in kind of computer terms, that you're prepared to go to in an event like this? That's just part of what goes into your planning?
It really does, because you have to be prepared, especially since we had relied on the river trail thinking it would be okay for running. So in the backs of our minds, we were thinking, well, we'd better have some alternatives. So Bill Ewing, our operations director, and Andy Marsh, our course director, have done a fabulous job of just being ready to change the course. And it's nice, too, to work with Lansing City officials. They've been so flexible, so helpful. Police, fire, public service, traffic engineering, they want this event to be successful. So they've been adjusting, too.
How many total runners are signed up to run in one event or another on Sunday?
Total, if we add the marathon, half marathon, relay, 5K, and kids race, we're at about 2,200 right now.
Okay,
I
so
expect
you're
more.
Ahead of last year, then.
Yes, and we expect even more. People are really signing up now.
How late can people get involved?
Very important. Online registration ends tonight at midnight. But people can come to our expo tomorrow at the Lansing Center from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and register there for any of the events except the 5K, which occurs tomorrow morning at 9:30, and the kids' race, which is tomorrow morning at 11. But they can still register for the marathon, half marathon, and relay tomorrow at the expo. And again, they can run it or walk it. And there will be some pre-race registration Sunday morning beginning at 6.
Oh.
Remember that race time is at 8 o'clock Sunday morning, but if people come in at 6, between 6 and 7:30, they can register then.
Teresa Szymanski and I got into the added security of the event since Monday's events in Boston. Has that changed the logistics of the event in any way? Has it impacted the course of the race at all?
No, not really, because Lansing Police operate so effectively. They're so flexible. of course, a key area of concern is the start and finish line, and that was going to be present no matter whether we change the course or not. So there'd be very, very heightened security, not only there, but all around the course as well.
How much money total, your gross, not your net, but your gross, do you take in, and where does it all go?
Well, we take in over $250,000 total from registrations and sponsorships, and it really goes to operate the race, to pay for our paid staff, to pay for policing, to pay for timing and scoring of the race, and for advertising, all the different things that are involved in the marathon, for shirts, signs, you know, all the expenses.
You pay yourself a little bit, though, don't you?
A tiny bit.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. In a pragmatic sense, Owen, what's the key to growing this event?
That's a great question. I think it's really a couple of things that we can do better. One, I think the timing of our marketing efforts is very important. We need to get our marketing promotions out there toward the end of December, beginning of January, when people make their decisions. And also, we want to get more sponsorship dollars coming in and make it an elite race as well. Because if we have elite runners coming in, that creates more interest in the race. Right. That's what, you know, races and communities the size of Lansing have done. We don't have a big audience as New York and Chicago do, but we can make it a, you know, first-class event and attract the elite runners to come in, and people will register in increased numbers.
The Lansing Marathon is back. 5 different events this Sunday in the city of Lansing. We've been talking with race director Owen Anderson. Owen, good luck. Hope Sunday goes well.
Thanks so much, Mark. I appreciate that.